And next we'll be speaking with Paul Cowan from Cowan Air. Welcome onto the line, Paul.
How are you?
Very good. Perhaps we can just start off by you telling me a little bit about your business.
I've been running an air conditioning company for approximately 15 years and working about 80 hours a week up until the last 12 months, and have a staff of about 15.
Okay, well, it sounds like a fairly typical business. A lot of effort and energy gone in.
Huge amount.
And what had you done prior to getting a business coach in your efforts to actually, you know, move your business forward?
Work about 80 hours a week.
Okay.
That's all.
Throw more time at it. Had you done any other education, any other learnings previously?
Oh, look, I went to a couple of seminars, but they really weren't all that successful.
Okay. Been in business, you know, about 10 years prior to, you know, having a business coach. You're obviously a smart businessman. What would even make you consider having someone external to yourself be involved with helping you look at growing your company?
I was sick of working 80 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
and doing it on my own. I felt I had 15 staff, but it felt like that every time something needed to be done, it was put back on me, and every effort to try and get everyone in the company to be more responsible and accountable when I wasn't around wasn't successful. So I thought, when I was explained this coaching arrangement, I thought, look, there is definite room for improvement on myself,
mm-hmm.
to convert the company so that it can exist without me needing to do 80 hours a week.
Yes, and get a life back, I assume.
Yeah.
You've got other places you'd like to be as well as business.
So I was just getting worn out and frustrated, and identified that I was not able to reduce my hours unless I reduced the size of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And that frustrated me, because the amount of effort I put into the company and the return I was getting wasn't equating to be viable.
Well, you deserve to be compensated for your efforts. How did you go about getting your team to take more responsibility and obviously turning them from that word staff into a team?
Through my coaching, I had to rethink my approach and identify with the staff that I couldn't do it on my own, and I needed their willing participation to grow the company, and we needed to start putting some systems, policies and procedures in place to make that happen. And all the systems and procedures and policies I had prior to that were, I thought, was successful, but they weren't, because I was working 80 hours a week. So it was quickly identified to me that we needed to reapproach all those things to get the team to buy into the belief that actually they do make a difference and they are the most valuable asset the company has.
Very true. And how did the team take that on originally when you were looking at some of the changes? Was there resistance to the changes?
Definitely.
Because it was a new idea?
Definitely resistance. It's very speculative, and they all at first thought, here's another attempt at trying to be successful, because we had several before that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just sit back and it'll all fizzle out in the end, and in 3 months' time or a month's time, this will all be forgotten, and we can still go back to our own ways of working 40 hours a week while the boss works 80.
Yes. Yeah, they're happy for you to do it. And what about your own thinking? Did you have to change your thinking about...
The biggest change that had to happen, I had to change more than anyone in the company,
mm-hmm.
in the way I thought about things. And it definitely was a different approach to the way I ran the business.
Mm-hmm.
And making them accountable and measuring their performance and setting down deadlines for performance or results of what they've sold or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
Certainly opened my eyes up to see who was performing and who wasn't.
Did you have to change some team members, or did everyone stick with you?
No, there's a couple of casualties,
because okay.
they just wanted their money without performance.
Mm-hmm.
And this new measuring within time brackets of people's performance or of their what they've sold or how much time they've spent on something and the return we've got on it,
mm-hmm.
identified who was working and who wasn't, who was performing, who wasn't, and it actually made the team that was, or the employee that wanted to perform, it increased their performance because they could see where they had to improve, and they improved, and the ones that weren't interested decreased and were either removed or removed themselves.
Yes, sometimes it's a deselection process, isn't it?
So, and it made us a lot more efficient because we only then had a team of technicians or staff that were focused on improving themselves and their performance instead of just hiding.
Yeah, very true. And when you were looking at coaching yourself due to the fact that obviously you'd attempted different things to grow your business in the past, what was your main personal concern about taking a coach on?
I was a little bit embarrassed to tell people that I had a coach because that's obviously a sign of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
That was one issue, but it was also that there was a small degree of embarrassment in that the amount of questions that I got and the challenges that I got put to me. I assumed at the very early stage of coaching that I should know the answers because I'm the director.
Mm-hmm.
But I quickly learnt that it's not my role to know everything. It's my role to get the team to be skilled in the areas they need to be, and to get the team to develop the company and grow the company.
Yeah, very true. And what about your hours now? Are you working the same amount of hours, or have you pulled back, or...?
Under 40 hours.
Under 40 hours?
I've halved my workload.
And the hours that you're putting in now, do you focus them in the same area, or has your personal focus changed in your management?
Gone from 80 hours, or let's say 75 hours on average of being in the operation of a company, and about 5 hours of working on the business,
mm-hmm.
to now... maybe 5 hours in the operation and 90% of the remainder of my time working on the business to improve it.
Fantastic. There's a lot more opportunities when someone's actually looking ahead, isn't there?
It's more enjoyable. And I've halved my workload and doubled my income.
Okay. Well, let's talk on the dollar side of things. From where you started, your results, whatever you were at the start of the coaching program, looking at your goals, how did you track on that side of things? Because obviously there's a systems growth and there's a team growth and there's a personal growth, but it's dollars also in a business aspect. Mm. How did you perform and how did the coach and the business perform over the range of the coaching period?
We doubled our turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And our profit more than doubled.
Okay, great.
So, the original goal that I set when I first was coached, I look back on them and think, whew, they were very underestimated.
Okay.
For what I was capable of doing.
And how long did it take you to double your turnover of your business?
Less than 12 months.
Less than 12. Fantastic. And for some businesses...